Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle. Your loan company charges too much, and we can't wait to show you how easy it is at the DLC and how much you can save. Get up to $5,000 in minutes without a checking account and absolutely no collateral required like at the other companies. It's 100% free to apply, and there's no penalties if you pay off your loan early. We have over 50 locations and give you up to a year to pay back your loan.
Licensed by the Banner Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A diplomatic boycott of the China Olympics. Apparently, the president is now the laughingstock of China. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story. It keeps getting worse and worse, man.
Yeah, this is it's so ridiculous. But apparently, China's top English language propagandists, if we could call them that, are just kind of laughing behind closed doors at the Biden administration. And what they've done is they've branded this move a diplomatic boycott, claiming it was the right move, and it sends a, quote, clear message that America does not approve of China's long list of ongoing human rights atrocities. I'm sure the NBA is going to follow suit on that, and of course we know those in the know are familiar with the genocide of the ethnic people there,
the Uyghurs,
the Uyghurs, yeah, the mass sterilization campaigns which are going on, the concentration camps and that sort of thing. So it'll be interesting to see if how this goes. Basically, there's just a few diplomats which aren't going to show up.
And you're talking about a couple of hundred hotel rooms. I mean, that's the economic impact of a diplomatic boycott.
Yeah, it's nothing at all. And it's kind of interesting to see what China might do as retaliation to this nonsense in 2028 when the Olympics are scheduled to come back to the U.S. to Los Angeles.
See if they do a diplomatic boycott or something different.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks, man.
You bet.
We said at the very top of the show, if you were with us back then, just after 12 noon, that this diplomatic boycott meant nothing. It was symbolic. It's really all that there is. And it means nothing. It is toothless. And that's what's so sad about this. I mean, I love the idea our kids are still going to be able to go over there and compete. That's great. I think it's dynamite. But it's just nothing. It's a big nothing burger. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll get a readout on the president's two-hour phone call with Vladimir Putin today from a guy that should know, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor. We'll let you hear that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:31, as we scan the traffic cameras throughout the Las Vegas Valley, overall it's not too bad right now. We are still seeing some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. You've been kind of stacked up there for a little while. Also, you'll touch the brakes up there on the Northern Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, but the big delays obviously are downtown on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern, through the construction zone as that bridge work continues well into 2022.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV basketball, they are playing this week at the Mandalay Bay Michelob Ultra Arena as Thomas & Mack Center is hosting the National Finals Rodeo. Runner Rebels are back at it when they match up against Seattle coming up tomorrow night. Up the road in Reno, they are looking for a new football coach as UNR coach Jay Norvell. He has left Nevada, and instead he is going to go to Colorado State. Not too often do you see programs lose their coaches to another in-conference school, but that's happening here as Norvell goes from Nevada to CSU. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Dell Technologies' end-of-year sale is the perfect time to upgrade tech. Save big on the latest computers powered by Intel Core processors for your small business. Don't forget to shop servers, storage, and top-brand electronics with savings up to 45% and all with free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor to help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Happy Tuesday to one and all. Good to have you with us. The brand new hours, noon till 3. And we're having so much fun. We've been bringing you breaking news live as it happens. By the way, coming up at the top of the hour, very excited, Wayne Allen Root had a major speaking engagement before a group of Republicans earlier this afternoon over lunch, and I'm sure he will talk about it a bunch, but apparently a very, very successful outing for Wayne, talking about everything going on in his world. That'll be coming up 3 o'clock. I had a chance to hear from Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor to President Biden. And I want you to hear this. This is the readout on that two-hour, one-minute phone conversation between Biden and Putin, and much of it involving Ukraine.
Baltic allies, Romania, Poland, other countries will be increasingly concerned about the security and territorial integrity of their countries. They will be seeking, we expect, additional capabilities and potentially additional deployments, and the United States will be looking to respond positively to those things in the event that there is a further incursion into Ukraine.
So is that something the American public should be bracing for, the possibility of seeing American troops on the ground in that region in the coming weeks and months if Vladimir Putin goes through with this?
I don't know if I would say bracing for, since we currently have rotational deployments in the Baltics. We conduct exercises on a regular basis in both Poland and Romania. The presence of American military service members in rotational fashion in these countries is not something new. The question here is not that about whether or not the United States is going to send American service members to the territory of our NATO allies. We do that as a matter of course. The question is, what additional capabilities can we provide to ensure that they feel strong and confident in their own sovereignty and territorial integrity? It is those additional capabilities that are on the table in those countries should Russia move in Ukraine in a more decisive way. Yes.
Again, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, live at the White House here on AM 670 KMZQ. Let's go back to the White House and Jake Sullivan.
So did President Biden get clarity from him on whether or not that is his intention?
We still do not believe that President Putin has made a decision. What President Biden did today was lay out very clearly the consequences if he chooses to move. He also laid out an alternative path that is fundamentally in keeping with the basic principles and propositions that have guided America in the Euro-Atlantic area for the past 70 years. And ultimately, we will see in the days ahead through actions, not through words, what course of action Russia chooses to take.
One quick follow-up. In your statement of the readout of the call, you said that President Biden told him the United States was ready to take strong economic measures and other actions if needed. What are those other measures that the United States was ready to take?
I just spelled those out in my opening remarks, both the supply and provision of additional materiel, as well as the additional deployment of assets and capabilities to NATO members in the event that there's a further incursion.
Okay, What are the strong economic measures, and how are they different from the ones you put on Russia in 2014, which didn't deter Russia from taking Crimea? What are they, and why do you think they'll work better this time?
I will look in the eye and tell you, as President Biden looked President Putin in the eye and told him today, that things we did not do in 2014, we are prepared to do now. Now, in terms of the specifics, we would prefer to communicate that directly to the Russians, to not negotiate in public, to not telegraph our punches, but we are laying out for the Russians in some detail the types of measures that we have in mind. We are also coordinating very closely with our European allies on that at a level of deep specificity. We have experts from the Treasury Department, the State Department, and the National Security Council in daily contact with the key capitals and with Brussels to work through that package of measures, but I think it is not profitable for us to lay out the specifics of it standing here at this podium today.
Did President Putin ask for President Biden to commit to not allow NATO or Ukraine to join NATO? And did President Biden make any kinds of concessions, such as a reduced U.S. presence or any commitment on NATO and Ukraine's membership?
I'm not going to characterize President Putin's side of the conversation or go into details in terms of what they discussed, because I think they need to have that space to be able to have a robust exchange. But I will tell you clearly and directly, he made no such commitments or concessions. He stands by the proposition that countries should be able to freely choose who they associate with.
The material that you said that you're going to send, following up on Caitlin's question, how quickly can that be delivered?
We have an ongoing pipeline that delivers various forms of defensive assistance to Ukraine. Indeed, there was the delivery of defensive assistance to Ukraine just very recently, and that will continue. So it really depends on the type or form, but this should not be thought of as a circumstance in which you completely turn off the dial or turn on the dial. There is an ongoing pipeline. Whether that pipeline needs additional supplements as we go forward will depend on how circumstances evolve. Yes.
Thank you so much. You have said that the administration will take action if Russia does escalate militarily. Satellite images show that hundreds of Russian troops are amassing on the border with Ukraine. Isn't there already a military escalation underway? Why wait to take action?
So our view on this is that the fundamental object of the policy the United States is pursuing in lockstep with our European allies is to deter a Russian military invasion of further territory of Ukraine. And the measures we have put on the table are designed to show the Russian government that should it choose to engage in such an invasion, there will be those consequences. That for us is a clear and decisive lay down, and we also believe that there should be an alternative pathway by which we can make progress on diplomacy in the Donbas through the Minsk Agreement and the Normandy format, and by which we can address NATO and American security concerns and Russian security concerns through a larger mechanism consistent with the way we've operated over the course of the past 30 years.
Some Republicans are accusing President Biden of being too weak on President Putin. They cite the fact that sanctions were eased on Nord Stream 2 and the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which was widely criticized. How do you respond to that criticism that President Biden is being too weak with Mr. Putin?
I make 3 points. The first is that Vladimir Putin, standing behind then-President Medvedev in 2008, invaded Georgia when we had 150,000 or more troops deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan. So the connection between our deployments in foreign wars and the calculus of Russian leaders when it comes to the post-Soviet space, there's not good evidence to support that. Number two, when it comes to Nord Stream 2, the fact is that gas is not currently flowing through the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which means that it's not operating, which means that it's not leverage for Putin. Indeed, it is a leverage for the West, because if Vladimir Putin wants to see gas flow through that pipeline, he may not want to take the risk of invading Ukraine. And then number three, the president has shown over the course of the past 8 months that he will do what he says he's going to do in response to Russian actions. So President Putin can count on that. He said he would impose costs for Navalny. He said he would impose costs for SolarWinds. He did those things. And if Russia chooses to take these actions in Ukraine, he will do the same. He's not doing this to saber rattle. He's not doing it to make idle threats. He's doing it to be clear and direct with both the Russians and with our European allies about the best way forward. And we think this stands the best chance alongside a pathway to de-escalate, to avert a potential crisis with respect to an invasion of Ukraine.
That's Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor for President Biden. And I'll just tell you, I look at this whole thing as... well, essentially a photo op. There's not much more. I mean, he could have sent a letter. He could have emailed. He could have done all kinds of things. This whole thing of this big two-hour extravaganza, to me, doesn't mean a lot. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information. Anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Tomorrow on the show, very excited to have Captain Sam Brown on the show. He is the war hero, and gosh, what a compelling personal story, overcoming injury. And can he now beat Adam Laxalt in the battle for the Nevada U.S. Senate Republican primary? We'll find out what he says. And you know, talk a little bit about the challenges. A guy that's had challenges most of his adult life, after serving overseas and defending our honor, we'll find out what the challenges are going to be to win the nomination. Because this is, there are a lot of folks, that have supported Adam Laxalt, but the compelling story and his ability to raise money, he has raised a ton of dough. We'll talk with Captain Sam Brown tomorrow and find out what he's all about. And whether there is a path to victory, for the U.S. Senate nomination, that's going to be quite a battle. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be interesting. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Private health insurance premiums do not have to look like a mortgage payment. Patrick Rowe at Pro Insurance recently saved a 63-year-old retiring couple over $10,000 annually when compared with their COBRA plans with better coverage. He recently saved a small business over $18,000 annually when compared to their small group plan. When competing with the federal government and current large employers for employees, small business needs to provide good health benefits, but many are struggling with the premiums. We offer freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you own a small business or are on an expensive Obamacare plan or just need affordable health care coverage, call Patrick at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's 702-280-6240 or Pro. That's P-R-O-W-E insurance.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Who's the rat who will cop out when there's commies all about?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who locks us down while he spreads the virus round, importing illegals to your town?
Steve Sisolak, that's for sure, Jack.
Sisolak is a bad...
He's a bad commie governor.
Right on.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who's gonna lie when he looks you in the eye?
That's where he's at.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
He's a super rat.
Right on. I'm Fred Simon. I am a medical doctor. If you want the liberal madness to end, forget rhinos. Support me in the Republican primary for Nevada governor. Your courage can save Nevada. Volunteer, donate, learn more at simonforgovnv.com. We have to fight back.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear Merrick Garland. This is cut three, and why the DOJ, the Department of Justice, is suing Texas. They're always suing Texas. But in this particular case, this is cut three on redistricting.
Department has filed suit against the state of Texas for violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose the representatives, not the other way around, close quote. Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act requires that state voting laws, including laws that draw electoral maps, provide eligible voters with an equal opportunity to participate in the democratic process and elect representatives of their choosing. The complaint we filed today alleges that Texas has violated Section 2 by creating redistricting plans that deny or abridge the rights of Latino and Black voters to vote on account of their race, color, or membership in a language minority group. In a moment, Associate Attorney General Gupta will describe our complaint in more detail. As many of you know, in 2013, the Supreme Court effectively eliminated the preclearance provisions of the Voting Rights Act, which had been the Department's best tool for protecting voting rights. Earlier this year, I noted that this redistricting cycle would be the first to proceed since 1960 without the protection of preclearance. But I also said that the department would use all available authorities and resources to continue protecting the right to vote. In September, the department published guidance based on decades of precedent explaining that Section 2 prohibits vote dilution. Vote dilution occurs when an electoral practice minimizes or cancels out the voting strength of members of a racial group or language minority group. When we issued that guidance, I noted that discriminatory redistricting schemes are illegal and that the department would assess jurisdictions' compliance with those laws during this redistricting cycle. The department's career voting